Hey y'all, you're listening at Dark Side of Hollywood. I'd like to apologize, I haven't posted for a month now because I'm going on posts on October 4th. I am going to post this and I'd like to apologize. It's because, okay, I got two issues why I didn't. Two things that I didn't post it is because, number one, I was dealing with school. And two, I was lazy. That's why, that's my reasoning why I didn't post. I was lazy and plus school. But I dropped out one of the class. It was math. I want to do that class in person, so I'm doing that next semester, and that's gonna be my first time going to a school about like 2 years now. So I'm pretty nervous, and probably I'll be nervous on that first day of school as well. My anxiety will go so fucking high because it's my first time like entering a college class as well. I haven't even got into the building, only went into the second floor just to get like my student ID, and that's it. And that was like last year or probably during summer just to get my ID, but that was like the only time I went into my college class. Is a community college, so yeah, it's like small but it's nice, you know. So yeah, so I'm taking my math class next semester because it's like for math I need to take that in person, y'all. I need the teacher teaching me, you know. So that's how I want to learn. And at least I get like some, like 20% money back or something like that. Like a small refund, so I get some money back. So I am very happy. I get some money back. And, you know, that means I will start posting more, and I want to start posting. I did have like a little mini break as well, and that's all like my mental health and like having like for that entire month I was getting like my shit together. I'm like, you know, be more productive throughout my day. And I have been. And I'm very happy. I haven't like any breakdowns of like my life is fucking useless and it's so stupid and I don't know what to do with my career. Like I don't know. My life is just bland. And like I wasn't crying, I was like, you know, overthinking shit like that. I am very happy finally, just a little bit more. It's because, you know, I've been drinking more water. I've been waking up at like around 9:30 or 10. Well, I wake up at 9:30 and get out of my bed at 10 because I'll be on my phone like in my bed, even though that is a bad habit to do it. But at least I'm waking up and like early and like being productive throughout my whole day. I'll be, you know, give myself like a break because at some point I do get lazy. So I give myself like 1 or 2 hours and then be productive again. So I'm just cutting my time very short each time. So, you know, I've been drinking water, eating more fruit. At least I'm not saying eating like 5 fruits a day. I will eat like 1 or 2 fruits a day. I've been eating it apple every single day, like in the morning, like after my breakfast, I'll eat that. You know, doing my skincare, I haven't missed a skincare, my skincare routine at all. I've been doing, you know, day and night. So I'm happy I'm doing that as well. Like I will walk outside, run, spend time more with my dogs. So I'm very productive throughout my day as well, doing my homework. I only took two class, but math was like overtaking my life and I was very stressed out. But I'm doing history right now, and I've been doing my history, do my reading, like watching the videos and shit like that, what I supposed to do for that class. So I'm very happy about that. I feel like I just needed that, and that's what I am doing my podcast right now. I'm very happy about myself. So I'll like, yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you. And I do want to, like, you know, talk about like a little bit about myself, because I know this podcast isn't about me. It's about the victims, about these people do like bad shit that they're not supposed to do. But I do want to talk about a little bit about myself, you know, so you guys get to know me a little bit more and just give you like a life update, you And I'm trying to eat less spicy chips as well. And if you guys want to know about my skincare routine, let me know, because I love talking about my skincare. I got into skincare during like the pandemic. I was watching Hyram. I was like, let me get my skin perfect. But that was like basically 2 years ago. My skin haven't cleared up at all. So it's almost my chin. I did got a pimple on my chin a week ago, but my skin is doing very decently. So yeah, as well, I want to give you an update that I am going. Am I recording this? I am recording this. I am going to Guatemala December, so I'm very excited about that. I am going to see my family once again. So let's go, y'all. Okay. Yeah, in down the future. Oh yeah, I like to say this again. So another thing, a little update. I finally figured out what I wanted to do, what I want to major, what I'm gonna go into is, you know, major. I don't know what, like, which one I should pick, chemistry or biology, for being a forensic science. That's what I want to do, and that's like a for sure answer that I would like to go into. If podcast doesn't work, then forensic science will do. So podcast is like, I think I already said this like another episode, this is like my safety net right now, and I do want to do this podcasting because like I like talking. I talk to myself a lot, so I already talked about this like a different episode. So yeah, so present science, and if you guys are majoring in that, tell me which major y'all pick, chemistry or biology. I don't know which one I should pick, so I haven't changed my major, but I'm going to change my major next semester. I just will just freaking pick one. I don't know which one. I'll just pick one. Or maybe I should research which one. So yeah, that's pretty much it about me. And again, I like to apologize, and I'm not going to promise y'all anything because I can't keep a promise at all. So yeah. And if you guys are new here, if you guys listening to this podcast first, not my other ones, please listen to my other ones, y'all. And you guys will understand a little bit more about me, because I do talk about myself in my other episodes. So I'm trying to find Anchor on my app. So listen to my other episodes, like Harvey Weinstein, Woody Allen, Kevin Spacey, Ryan Secret, and Matt Lauser. And this is going to be my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is going to be my 6th episodes, and this is going to be James Franco. So let's talk about this attractive guy. I thought he was attractive for like a couple months and then I stopped. But let's talk about him. James Franco. His name is James Edward Franco, and he was born on April 13, 1978 in Palo Alto, California. While I was researching about Palo Alto, there was like two sides of the county. Palo Alto is like more like a fancy and rich neighborhood, and then there's an East Alto. It's like the more violent and poor side neighborhood. Well, I just want to guys let you know that for some reason, but he lived in the nice white rich neighborhood. His parents are Douglas Franco and Betsy Franco. Douglas Franco, short for Doug, was a financial executive. Douglas died when he was 63 years old in 2011 from a heart attack. Betsy Franco, the mother, which she is alive. She's like, while I was like researching about her, she's like the more creative side. So probably James got from her side of being creative. She wrote like tons of kid books throughout her career. She's, you know, likes to draw, write poems. I looked at her Instagram account. It looked like she's like, you know, living in a happy life. And when I was looking through her picture, she did put like a comment limit. So probably about like James scandal. That's why she probably put a limit on her account. And there's a recent picture of her and James. It was in August 29, almost a month. And they were just like basically having lunch. Douglas and Betsy have 3 children in total. James Franco, the oldest. Tom Franco, the second oldest. And Dave Franco, the youngest. And honestly, I didn't know they have like a third sibling or like this, you know, another sibling, because I only knew about James and Dave. I didn't know they have another sibling. His name is Tom. How I knew about it was on Instagram, and like there's a picture of all 3 of them, and like the picture like says, if you guys didn't know, I don't remember the right words they said in. It just said, like, you know, James and Dave has another brother. Something like that. So I was like, you know, surprised they have another brother. Well, guys, if you didn't know, now you know. In his high school years, Franco attended Palo Alto High School, where he became known for his rebellious ways. And he said this in an article. In my first 2 years of high school, I got into a lot of trouble with the police for minor things. Graffiti, stealing, crashing cars. I was uncomfortable in my own skin. I was shy. I changed my wages in time to get good grades. I don't understand. He was shy. He was just doing that. I was a shy person. I'm an introvert. I was like basically the most known girl of not talking in class because I was shy. So yeah, but I didn't do bad shit like he did, bro. After graduating high school, he went to UCLA, where he studied English and drama, but he dropped out in his freshman year to pursue his dream, which is acting. In a few years, he returned to college and got his undergrad degree. While he was pursuing his career, he worked at McDonald's to pay the bills and survive. In 1997, he got his big role when he was 19 years old, and it was Pacific Blue, and it was a crime drama series. Bro, I'm currently 19 years old. I'm turning 20 next year. And he dropped out of school so he can, like, chase his dream. And then he got his, you know, like, a role. And which is, that role was going, like, make him, like, famous. And then get bigger roles. And then he got more famous and shit like that. Bro, if I dropped out of school just to do this, my parents will be so fucking mad at me. Probably kick me out of the fucking house. I wish I could do that. But, you know, where I did want to do acting, I know there's some people who agree with me that as they were as a kid, they want to, like, pursue a singer or acting. I wanted to do that. I even, like, watched YouTube videos of, like, how to become a better singer or how to become an actress as an actor. And, like, I would look, like, some steps. If you want to become an actress or actor, you have to live in these states. If you don't live in these states, you have to move. So you have to talk to your parents. Next step is go and get a portfolio or get an actor or acting management, whatever, you guys understand me. And get an agent. Get your portfolio and don't be shy or whatever, you gotta do all that shit. Like, I looked that up, so I want to be an actor. Actress, I mean, I'm a female, so I want to be an actress. I want to be famous as a kid. You know, I even, like, wanted to YouTube because I want to be a YouTuber, but I never posted that shit. YouTube is actually, like, how to really go into it because you have to edit and shit like that, your mistakes. So that didn't shit work out. So, but him, like, being, he was very young when he got in the industry. Yeah, I'm proud of myself because I haven't posted in a month and people are still listening to my episodes. So I'm pretty a little bit excited about that. But I need to start posting if I want to get into this industry. What else I want to talk about my sign? I am a Aquarius. I'm not really into, like, those signs. Like, I don't know, like, the personality. Like, I can't remember the Scorpio. I don't know what months that should be. Shit like that. I just only know mine, Aquarius. So, yeah, I only know mine. I don't know about the others or other personality. I didn't even know the, like, Aquarius personality traits. But I do know it's, like, Aquarius is a creative person. And is this, like, podcasting, like, a creative thing? Let me know. I guess let me know if, like, Aquarius is, like, I know it's a creative trait, but is podcasting a creative thing, you know? I'm drinking my water. But he was 19. And then, like, he got into, like, a TV series and probably got like, some money, y'all. I'm barely making any money. I'm, like, I'm barely getting any back of money when I bought my microphone. If I tell you how much I'm making, you guys will laugh at me, okay? I'm laughing at myself, y'all. Okay, let's get into this. Let's go back. Let's focus. Let's get on track. Throughout his career, he was in the biggest movies like Freaks and Greeks, James Dean, Spider-Man franchise, 127 Hours, Date Night, Rise of the Planets of Apes, Spring Breakers, and many more. Honestly, I'm not a movie person. I haven't seen half of these movies. The only movie I only like I saw in him was Spider-Man. Like the first Spider-Man movies. And I watched that like a few weeks ago. Like only knew about him because everybody thinks he is like a very attractive person. I thought he was also an attractive person, but not anymore. Where his attractiveness like took him. As well as his brother too, like Dave. I thought he was a little bit attractive as well, but not anymore. But that's how I knew about them because they were attractive and like Instagram were like always like talking about him. Like, look at these Franco brothers. Like they're so attractive and shit like that. So that's how I only knew about them. The only movie I only saw James Franco was Spider-Man. I watched it like a few weeks ago with my friends because we're obsessed with like Marvel and DC. Well, I'm so obsessed with more with Marvel. She's like obsessed with both. And my favorite like superhero is the Winter Soldier. You know, Sebastian Stan, Chris Evans, Oh, Sebastian Stan is my number one. But I do like Scarlet Witch, Wanda. I love Marvel. My friend was obsessed with Marvel in the first place, and then she made me obsessed with Marvel. So I am obsessed with Marvel now. I love Marvel. I can't wait to watch the new Spider-Man movie, and it's going to come out December 17th. So I'm excited that I'll be here, and I'm gonna watch it with my friends as well. I'm gonna watch a Venom. I can't wait for like the multiverse. That shit is gonna be fucking crazy, y'all. All right, let's get into it because I can talk about Marvel for a long ass time. He has won tons of awards as well, nominated to win awards for his performance and his acting. Let's talk about his relationships. His relationship only is like three, two people, basically. That's it. But anyway. First, it was Marlis Skofoloff. That's Skolloff. The man that said that's called Whatever It Takes in 2000. They got very serious with each other and they moved in pretty quickly. They dated for 4 years. He also dated Anna O'Reilly. The reason why they broke up because they had different commitments. Like he wanted to go back to college to get his degree. And then in 2013, after a breakup with Anna O'Reilly, there was a sexual explicit sex tape was leaked with Marlis Skofoloff. And then in 2017, he is dating Isabella. I'm not going to try to pronounce her last name. It's Pakzad. And she is still currently with him, even though the scandal that he is in. So, James Franco was a founder of Studio 4 in New York and Los Angeles. For the purpose of the school is that students can focus on acting in the creative space without being distracted by school subjects. The school only lasted for 4 years. He did have to pay in to go into the school. I'm not sure if you also like pay an audition or something like that, but I'll probably get to audition to get into school. But the ones who were likely to get in were young, attractive girls. Using his fame to exchange for explicit nudity and sex, the victims had to sign their rights away. With their explicit nude and sex scene audition and filming. They had to pay a monthly fee to pay, and they were just giving them false hope that they would get a career and be in the film industry. The company that was gonna make these young girls like be famous or be know about the film industry is called Rabbit Bandani, and it was founded in 2003 with James Franco and Vincent. I can't pronounce his last name. It's Jolivette. For the opening for the studio four, they made these claims how the students can show their talent in front of James Franco. And he will cast the students from his classes to be more involved with the film industry. It was a 2-year program. And they also advertised how James Franco will be teaching hands-on. But all of these advertisements were false. They were mostly never hired. But the only true thing that was said in the advertising that James Franco was going to be more hands-on. James Franco hired his cousin, Jay Davis, to hire and look for young, attractive girls, as well as naive women between the ages 17 through 24 years old. Because they didn't know anything about the film industry, so they will not question about it. In the studio, Franco hired several males to work with him and made them go to the bars and restaurants to attend. They would go to bars and restaurants to tell these young girls that they should attend Studio 4 and tell them false statement how they're going to be famous and will work with James Franco. Honestly, if someone like came up and told me how I can be like famous and I'm going to meet James Franco, because I low-key thought he was a little bit attractive, but like not anymore. That was like a few years back that I thought he was attractive, but like, not anymore, of course. But yeah, I also thought his brother Dave was attractive. But honestly, I feel like I would have the opportunity, like, you know, I want to be work with James Franco. Like, I know him a little bit, not that much, but as well, I'll probably like look up about the school. But as well, I will not have enough money, like probably go into the school. In this file that I found, there were two main victims while I was reading through the case file. Their names are Sarah, I can't pronounce her like name. I know Sarah T, and then her like last name is K.A. Calplan. Then Tony Gaw. Sarah enrolled in Studio 4 in February 14, and Tony enrolled in April 2014. They had to pay $300 to attend Studio 4. But the students who couldn't afford the school or make the payments, they still had the same opportunities as well as the people who were paying. The play was male-dominated, and they will make sexual advances to these young girls and basically harass from Franco's cousin to his workers. So there's another class that's called Master Class. That's like above, you know, like the regular class. This one's more above, and you had to pay extra, and that ups to $2,000 for giving the students to be independent films or short films. The students were encouraged to take this class. While when they were auditioning for to be in the master class, because you had to audition for that video. For the video that will let James Franco access sexual footage and use it for his personal use. And for the audition, there were forced women to do sex scenes. Oh wait, hold on. While they were in class, these women were forced to do sex scenes, and the people who worked the studio, they will be in that class and just basically watching them what they're doing. Frankel taught the sex scene masterclass and required all auditions should be taped, and he will hand pick out the students from watching the videos. The students were encouraged to do sexual acts on the tapes. If they didn't do it, the sexual things on the tapes, they were not allowed to be in the class. So it was basically required to do so. Tony, one of the victims of attending the school, was concerned about the audition process, and one of the workers told her that grow thicker skin and stop being sensitive. She did continue and did the videotape audition, as well as Sarah did the audition tape and entered the masterclass. Tony raised concerns about the masterclass, and basically she didn't get in, just making concerns about it. One of the examples that James Franco went out of his boundaries, that who was making a sex scene, and Sarah was one of the witnesses to this. Franco got rid of the plastic guards that was covering the bottom part, while this female, probably a male as well, they were having sex. So you could see her vagina basically, and he would like basically watch it. If the women didn't want to do the sexual acts, they would be dismissed, and they would basically be replaced easily. And if these girls who were doing all the sexual things, James Franco or any of their employers will not let them, the students will not see their films they were in, or send them a video for them for the film roles. And if any girl tried to tell the public or anything, they will get a phone call from Jane Davis and tell them, "You will never work again at all." And these employees will get harassed by these male, because it's basically male dominant in the workplace. They would basically as well encourage to do that, to harass these women. And while I was reading through the case, this girl made a complaint how this guy was harassing her, and just basically made him just go to a different class. So they didn't do anything. Sarah was doing the work, so basically she was, you know, being all the sex scene and doing all the things that she didn't want to do. But she still agreed, because she wanted to work and be in the film industry. She was working for the productions, you know, Rabbit Bandana, Bandit, something like that. She was getting paid, but low, like $100 per day. She will get no paid at all. On January 17, 2018, at the Golden Globes, Franco wore a Time's Up pin, indicating his support for the Me Too movement. protesting the objection, exploitation, and harassment from women in the film industry. As a result, Franco Hypocrisy was placed in front and center with various women in the industry and came forward with allegation and the mistreatment and exploitation of women he worked with. And here's like some of these examples that women were posting about, you know, seeing him wearing the Me Too pin. One of them is, remember at the time you pushed my head down in the car towards your exposed penis, and the other time you told my friend to come to your hotel when she was 17 after you had already been caught doing that to a different 17-year-old? I know someone whose kid worked on a Franco movie and I heard things. They weren't criminal as the girl was 18 and consented, but they were creepy enough that when the Me Too became a thing for Hollywood men, he was someone I thought he could implicate. And Sarah also posted on this, remember a few weeks ago when you told me full nudity you had to do two of your movies for $100 per day wasn't explosive because I signed a contract to do so. Time's up on that. And then James Franco went on television and he said he read all these tweets and he said they were not accurate. And that was on January 10, 2018. I swear there is one, but I'm trying to find it. Oh, it doesn't want our red. So that's. Oh, yeah. The actor, James Franco, and other two men had agreed to settle a class action lawsuit led by Sarah and Tony, former students of the acting school owned by Franco. Franco and one other men. Sarah and Tony, who filed their suit in October 2020 and claimed that they were sexually exploited and victims of fraud, and the school is now closed. From any update about James Franco and his girlfriend, they went on vacation to Greece, and that was like 3 weeks ago, and that's like the recent thing about him. I'm pretty much surprised about James Franco. I did not know about this. I don't know how it wasn't like big news that he did this, as making his workers to go out to bars and restaurants to get these young women to go to school and then go and force them to do sexual things on tape, and if they didn't do it they would get dismissed and give them false hope. That's pretty much fucked up. He's like basically Harvey Weinstein. He basically did the same shit. I feel like people didn't give him like shitty thing or shitty like wasn't very popularized because he's attractive man, and that's what I feel like nobody was giving him shit for. So that's like fucked up. But if you guys were a student from Studio 4, please call 866-441-2873. And that is pretty much it about James Franco. Oh, as well, Seth Rogen does not want to work with James Franco at all. He already said it. He doesn't want to work with him at all. He said in like an interview that he doesn't want to work with him. That's like confirmed. So yeah, that is pretty much it. And that's like pretty fucked up. If you want to read the case file, I will link it below. Yeah. He agrees to settle the class action, the sexual misconduct suit, for $2.2 million. So he basically agreed that was true, so that he paid up that shit, the money. So yeah, that's pretty much it about James Franco. I hope you liked this episode. I think I did it like a little bit differently from my other episodes, and I also like, give me an update. I probably won't able to make another episode for a couple weeks because one of my family members are coming to stay in my room, and that's where I am filming, in my room. And if I do it like outside of my room, then everybody will hear me talking. So I like to apologize. I will try and make an episode soon, but I will make they're coming out on Thursday, so I can't do it. No, they're coming tomorrow, basically. Today is October 29th. I am filming this. So give me that update. I'd like to apologize. I'll make an episode as soon as I can. And yeah, please give me a review on iTunes. That will help me so much. And thank you for listening. And listen to my other episodes. Alright, y'all. Alright. See you guys later.